This is HPR episode 2217 entitled, Building a New Voice Input Device. It is hosted by Jezra and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a bunch of jibber-jabber about putting a little computer into a phone.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
HPR listeners, my name is Jezra, and I like to make computers that do stuff. Recently, I finished putting together a computer to handle and process microphone input, and I thought it would be a great idea to use that computer to record an episode of HPR. The case of this computer is a fairly attractive brass and wood wall mount rotary dial phone. The computer inside of this rotary dial phone is the Chip $9 computer from NextThingCo. The chip is running Debian 8 with a 4.4.13 kernel. The handset of the phone needed to be adjusted and changed so that the microphone was more useful with this computer. The default microphone of a mid-70s rotary dial phone doesn't connect very well to a computer. Fortunately, I had a nice desktop microphone that I could take apart and solder and glue in place in my handset. Unfortunately, before I did such a thing, my puppy decided to chew on the microphone, and it resulted in some less than high quality audio. But in my last HPR episode, my audio was absolutely terrible. I did also light a boat on fire 2 or 3 times, and then, you know, how do you not share that? So, even if it's bad audio, share the story. Once I had replaced the microphone in the handset of this phone, I needed to solder 2 RCA jacks to the handset cable. The chip computer itself has 3 RCA jacks coming out. Left and right audio, as well as video. Now, I had the handset set up for audio in, microphone out. The chip, in a brilliant display of genius, was designed in such a way that it's physically possible to hack the hardware and convert video out into microphone in. This requires a little bit of soldering and a little bit of scraping and very, very good magnification. I didn't have any magnification, so I just kind of winged it and was amazingly surprised when it worked, but it did work. So what I now have hanging on the wall is a case of a rotary phone with a computer inside of it, and it has audio coming out to the handset, and it is accepting microphone input from the handset. My current usage of this phone required hacking some software and a bit more hardware hacking. On the hardware side, I wired the cradle that the handset gets put on when hanging up the phone to connect to the GPIO on the chip. This means that when I pick up the handset, a signal is sent to the computer. And when I hang up the handset, a signal also goes to the computer. And I can then do things at that time. For example, this computer is running Blather for speech recognition. I pick up the handset, chip says, handset is up, launch Blather, and exit Blather as soon as a verified command has been spoken. So I pick up the handset, Blather starts, I say, lights on or lights off, and then the lights in my place turn on or they turn off, and then I hang up the phone. That's how I'm currently using it. Well, actually, that's how I'm using it when I'm not recording an HPR episode. In order to record this episode, I SSH'd into the chip computer, disabled the systemd service that is watching to see if the cradle has been lifted up or down, and then ran A-Record, which is a command line audio recorder that is part of ALSA Utils. Or maybe it's ALSA Tools. Check your distro, it might be different. From there, on a laptop or my phone or whatever I have SSH installed on, I can connect to this phone, start recording, and then Control-C stops recording. Then I can use SCP to move that audio file to another computer, edit using Audacity or some visual audio editing program, and then package it all up and send it off to HPR. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do that right now. Oh, no, I'm not. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to thank NY Bill for sending me a wonderful soldering pen that this project would not have been able to be created without. NY Bill, thank you. HPR listeners, thank you. Anyone who's ever taken anything, taken it apart, put it back together a little bit better, thank you. You are my inspiration. Now, I have some SCP and audio editing to handle. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.